Teachers' unions say they're seriously concerned after guidelines were issued which would allow artificial intelligence to be used as source material for Leaving Cert project work worth 40% of marks. The guidelines were issued this week by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. They say AI tools, like other sources, should be properly referenced. For more, we can speak to Michael Gillespie, who's General Secretary of the Teachers' Union of Ireland. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can I ask you first of all about the basics here? How much do you know about this proposal and which subjects are covered by it?
Well, firstly, there are the subjects that are coming in next September. So, for example, that would be physics, chemistry and biology. We'll stick with them for the moment, where there's a new project part of it, which will be count 40%. Now, we haven't seen yet samples of what those projects would be. They are supposed to be available this year. We haven't seen them yet. Or have we seen the sample papers for the accelerated introduction of these new subjects or new specifications? Now, this AI has seriously worries us because, where you're using AI and it's approved and it's encouraged, there must be a quality of access for all students. And we know that there's a huge expansion of AI, but there's everything from the free ones that everybody has to very sophisticated ones that are very hard to spot. So we're concerned because we're the ones who are going to have to be bringing in an additional component of assessment where we're not getting any training in it or any basic guidelines. We need to know what are the ethical uses of it, what are the contexts in this accelerated introduction. That's why the TUI has called for a delay, because the things that we believe teachers need for the redeveloped Leaving Cert have not been provided yet. If we had a delay of a year, we'd be far better prepared for it. And AI is just one other aspect of this. And the big problem here is equity of access for all students. We can't build advantage on advantage or disadvantage on disadvantage. So we need a lot more information on this. And the guide rails need to be put in place with whatever ethical safeguards need to be put in so that we can use it properly.
So just to be clear about this, you're not saying you're against the use of AI. You're just saying you need a bit more time and you need more consultation.
We need more consultation, and we need to make sure that it's fair, that every student has access to the same devices or software that provides AI, because this counts now for 40% of it. This is like our second addition. These additional components of assessment count for 40% of the marks. And if they, everybody can get 40%, then that actually puts more pressure on the exam paper, which is 60%. Now, in some of the additional components of assessment, like performing in music or day practicals where their skills assessed, we know AI isn't going to get involved. If you're doing an oral in Irish or an oral, AI isn't involved in this. But in this project work, AI can get involved. So we need to make sure it's equitable and it's fair when it comes in.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Michael Gillespie, who's General Secretary of the Teachers' Union of Ireland.